360. When you're in the mirror, do you know what you see? When you're in the mirror, you're just looking at me. Flying everywhere, I'm so Julia. When you're in the party, but I'm bumping that beat. 666 with the princess tree. Flying everywhere, I'm so Julia.
Dynamic individual. Elvis is amazing.
What's going on? There's a party. Hope your neighbors don't mind us getting loud.
It's Elvis Duran in the morning show.
When's the last time you went on a job interview? Yeah, we're in a weird business for that, I guess. But anyway, if you're hiring someone for a position at your whatever, sometimes, you know, the old mundane, like, so, what excites you about this job? Those questions are kind of out. Don't you want to get deep and kind of cerebral?
Ooh. I mean, I would love to, but doesn't that make it really weird for the interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what, like, you're asking me. Like, I don't want you to ask, like, you know.
Well, I mean, I want to ask you questions.
The meaning of life.
I want to put you in the meaning of life. I want to put you in a situation in my questioning that makes you get creative. I want to see how creative you are.
Ooh.
So Nate and I were talking earlier about something he saw on Reddit or somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A strange question that was asked during a job interview.
An interview question.
So. I happen to like it. Oh. And I have another one to add to it.
Okay.
Okay, but go ahead.
Here's the question. You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
Wow. First of all, you delay the response by saying, wow, that's a good question.
Wow. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
I would ask if you did drugs this morning if you asked me that question.
Okay. You could do that.
I'm
not discounting that answer.
Yeah.
What, did you do drugs this morning?
Yeah.
I think that's a fun, playful thing to say to your interviewer.
Okay.
What would you do, Gandhi? I gave you an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell it. You can't
You can't give it away or sell it. Nothing about eating.
What are you going to do with that elephant?
Keep it. Hello.
Okay, keep it.
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
I would absolutely keep it. I would want to get a second elephant because elephants are social creatures and they don't like being alone. So it needs to have more elephants. Maybe in that case, you then have to take it to a sanctuary, which I would love to go to because I donate a lot of money to elephant sanctuaries and it would all work out well for me.
I knew you would have an elephant answer.
Really?
Anyone else
have it away, though.
You it's not giving it away. It's still my elephant. I'm going to go see it all the time.
Right. No, you're giving it away.
Fine, then I buy a sanctuary. And I live on it with my elephants.
With the money you're going to pay me at this new job.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to give me every penny
you know
I'm
worth. You know what? That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a strange question. Anyone else have an answer for this? Yes, producer Sam.
Well, I'd immediately get it registered as an emotional support elephant so that I could take it everywhere with me and it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay,
yes.
Well. See, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, not if it's registered legally.
I mean, questioning about the elephant in and of itself is not real life, but that's even beyond.
Don't take that away from me.
I seriously would not have an answer. I would just be like, what?
I would think about teaching other people about elephants. I would showcase it in a way, in a safe way. I'd have to put it in a large enclosure because they need lots of room to walk around and do their thing.
Yeah.
It'd be very costly.
Yeah.
But you know what? Teaching other people about the beauty of elephants. But you know what? You're right, Gandhi. They are very social creatures. You need another elephant.
At least one. They need a herd, man.
You do. Yeah, scary.
I would teach it how to draw, like I see in those YouTube videos. I would try and help it along in its journey in life.
How's that helping it along in its journey?
Well, if you teach it how to paint or something, like, you know.
Well, you're keeping it in your backyard.
Well, you didn't ask that question. I don't know. Is there any wrong answer? Is there a wrong answer?
I don't think there are. Well, I don't know.
Well, okay, so I did a little bit of Googling on this question because it seems to be a popular one. And some person says they have the correct answer. Do you want to know what the correct answer is?
What is their, well, they think it is. Let's see what it is.
This is what they say is the correct answer. Don't accept the elephant. The question says you can't give it away or sell it, but not accepting it in the first place is still an option because they say This is their response. They say that it's sometimes you're supposed to say no to something when you're being coerced to say yes.
Oh, okay.
Who would turn down an elephant? Well,
someone in their right mind.
We know who's not getting the job in this room.
Well, I know. But that's a very good point, and I'm sorry we overlooked that. I mean, realistically, none of us, at least on this show, have the wherewithal to deal with an elephant.
No.
So why would we want to put an elephant in harm's way?
We wouldn't. But why is someone giving me a stupid gift that I'm not allowed to keep and not allowed to turn down or whatever it is? You can't turn it down. You just gave me a gift. That's so rude to say I'm not taking it.
So now we're circling the drain. We have really nowhere to go with this.
Well, you said you had another interview question.
Okay, and this comes from a story I read, I think a few days ago, from Orlando. Very bad timing, a very bad place to ask this question. And a high school teacher asked his students what they would write for their own obituary. Now, I think in a school, especially on the day they were going to have a shooting drill, maybe, no, not maybe, most definitely, bad timing, bad place, I think. They asked him to resign. He said, no, I didn't do anything wrong, and they let him go. But if I look at you and say, hey, if you had to write your obituary right now, what would you write? Okay, I'm not going to say anything beyond that. But what would you write about you?
I have no idea.
Right.
I don't have an answer to that question.
Okay, see, that's very telling. What about you, Danielle?
I mean, I'd talk about my family.
Right, you make the list of siblings and
who I left behind and, you know, that stuff. But I don't know about anything else.
All right. I believe, and we've talked about this before, leaving your legacy. Like, Gandhi. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mahatma Gandhi. Fill in the blanks. All the things you did while you were on Earth that enhanced the lives of others, in service for others. You see, if you can't come up with those, then maybe that's what we should be doing with our lives. We should be thinking about what we can do to pump up that obit when we're kicking the bucket.
Yeah. Can you lie in your obit like you lie on your resume?
I guess you could.
We can lie. Game on.
Game on.
Yeah.
No, but really, you know, I guess, you know, if you took it to another way of looking at it, rather than what do you write in your obituary, like, what are people going to say about you when you do pass away? And I don't want to be morbid with the, you know, the death thing.
Yeah.
I mean, mortality makes people very nervous, right?
They should just take our bios from here and be like, big fan of Disney.
Yeah.
Love shoes.
And that's fine. You can keep it simple. But I know, you know what? You have an opportunity in this world to do things that are great.
Yeah.
And maybe you're doing them and don't even know it. You're not giving yourself credit for it. But I'm just saying, what's that scary?
Well, I feel like I haven't contributed much to society now that you made me think about it. So I think I'm screwed. For now.
Well, okay.
For now.
By the way, this conversation isn't meant to make anyone feel that way.
Well, it's time to change it.
Well, that's it. I mean, what can you do now while you can, while you're breathing, while you still have your brain cells, or in this room, somewhat, we have brain cells. But what can you do that's going to make an everlasting impression on people and life?
Yeah.
And like, what mark are you leaving? I think that's a very important thing to think about. What can you do to leave a positive change? You found the earth and life a certain way when you came in, and now you're leaving, and because of things you did, there are things that are better. What is that?
Yeah.
Gonna have a lot to think about today.
Well, yeah.
I would hope that the legacy I leave behind is good enough that my friends and family can put together a really good obituary for me.
We'll do a great job.
Thank you.
My mom.
We'll make you proud.
Thank you. She'd ask my mom to write it. She used to write obits for where she used to work.
Really?
Yeah. She would come up with like these, the whole thing, give her, I guess, all the information, and then she'd come up with it.
Nice. But if you pass away and someone says, and your mom writes an obit, it says, hey, you know what? This deserves more than a column. We may need a whole page. To talk about the life changes this person made. Just think about
it. That's good.
What are you doing today? What are you doing today to change the world into a better place? It may never be noted. It may never be noticed. But you know.
Yeah.
You know what you've done.
I would hope mine says something like, she accepted not one, but two elephants. Took them to a sanctuary. Exactly. Cared for them forever.
Exactly. Yeah. But nature would be, he did a lot of great things, but he turned down the elephant offer.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he felt that'd be better in a job interview.
Kind of a rude bitch.
The only smart one in the room.
You read the answer.
And there you have it. One little thing you can do today that could change the trajectory of someone's life. You may not even know it, but if you're nice and you're kind, You don't send rude texts to people like people send us.
Oh, no.
You don't say mean things in the headlines of your newspaper. You're okay.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, yeah.
The Morning Show.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I'm an adult, but more like an adult cat. Like, I can kind of be left alone, but someone should definitely check on me.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I feel about my life. Like, okay. Not all the way grown up, but like kind of, but still knock on my door every now and then.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays, 5 to 10.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know. Featuring Ray, Genesis.
At the door again, you know he'll beat the door down till you let him in the room. Since you already acquainted, you skip the foreplay, grips you at the neck cause you prepare to be screwed. You charge a mustard flare to tell somebody you're sinking, but anxiety is an index finger pressed to your lips. A whiskey bottle, it whispers since you're already bitter. A cocktail fit for a quitter. Come here and give me a kiss. My pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my flip bigger so that I'm someone you aspire to. Let me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like, follow, share, and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. I'll make the glass half empty and drink it down. Close words and the insecurities, here lies a story of soul. Pray for. Still just a heartbroken, but I traded at the back of the nightclub I did for the bathroom floor. I wish I could call my ex. He would know just what to say. He don't say nothing at all.
Station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmichael Conti marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Cause it was always you. I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know how to run shallow when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem isn't what your body like, a feeling like a bad habit. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon by magic and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
Baby, don't you wanna
the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. It's gonna drink some. Cause I'm gonna pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Phone tap.
Let's do the phone tap. It's Garrett. What do you have today, Garrett?
Something different. So Virgil wants to play a phone tap on her grandson, Chad. Now, we never really have a grandmother or a grandparent wanting to play a phone tap on their grandson or, granddaughter. So Chad has been encouraging grandma to get back out into the dating world because she's been single for a while now. So Virgil's going to start the call to her grandson, Chad, saying, hey, I met someone.
Oh, okay. So a grandma is phone tapping her grand
son.
All right. Let's see what happens. We haven't had one of these ever, I don't think.
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just finished making lunch, you know.
Well, you know, I was out the other night, and I met this young man, very, very nice, and I started bragging about you. He goes to the same college as you do, and I hope you don't mind. I gave him your information because I thought perhaps you guys would get along and be buddies, or it's never a bad thing to have a friend.
That's nice.
Well, he should be calling you.
Oh, well, thanks, Grandma. That's nice.
Well, look, I got to go, but give me a kiss.
Well, of course. All right, I'll call you next week, Grandma.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hey, Chad, this is Chris. I met your grandmother. She gave me your number, and
my grandmother mentioned this. I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry if she was bothering you. She loves to talk about, you know, me and school and stuff like that.
Yeah, she loves you, man. I mean, she's a very sweet lady. She explained everything to you, right?
She said you were going to give me a call. Maybe, we could maybe go grab coffee or a beer or something like that. I'm cool with that.
So you're cool that I'm dating your grandmother?
All right, real funny. You're dating my grandmother.
She didn't tell you?
Wait, what?
I was helping out at the bingo hall about 2 months ago, and we kind of hit it off, and we've been seeing each other for the last 2 months, so that's why I thought this is what the phone call was all about.
What? How old are you, man?
I'm 22.
What?
I know it's a little awkward, but I thought that's what...
A little awkward? You guys went out together?
We've been hanging out for the past, like, month and a half, 2 months.
What?
Well, she said she was lonely, and, you know, I came into her life at the right time, and you know, we hit it off.
She came into her life at the wrong time. She's 70 years old, man.
Listen...
right time?
I just wanted to make sure you're cool with it, kind of get your permission, because...
Make sure I'm cool with it? Do I sound like I'm cool with it? Jesus Christ, man.
I know we have Aunt Jackie's party coming up this Sunday, and that's why I was trying
It's my Aunt Jackie. It's not your Aunt Jackie. You're going to be at that party?
I was invited by Virgie to come to...
I'm going to some Virgie and you're not coming to the party. If you do show up, I'm going to beat the out of you right there in front of my family and in front of my grandmother.
She's a very mature, sophisticated, great lady and lover, too.
Don't talk about her like that, all right?
She is a great lover, and, you know, we shared...
I don't want to hear this.
We had a great, intimate kiss at Applebee's. What if us three go to a nice early bird dinner and we can talk this over?
You're sick, man. What the hell do you want right now?
Chatty, honey, why are you something wrong?
Yeah, that kid Chris called me. What the hell?
Isn't he nice?
No, Grandma, he's not nice. You got it.
He's very nice.
Grandma.
Did you like him? Did you get along?
Grandma, you can't date someone that's 22 years old.
Don't you trust your Grammy enough to know what's good for her?
Grandma, I hope you are joking. This is absolutely terrifying.
Hey, Chad, you just got phone tapped.
Grandma, what are you, nuts?
I love you, Chatty.
Oh, that creeps me out so much, Grandma. Don't do that.
This is actually Garrett from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh my God, I just got chills.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
This is where horror lives. Silence your screams if you want to survive the terrifying post-apocalyptic world of A Quiet Place. It's just one of the terrifying haunted houses you'll experience at Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights. Select nights, August 30th to November 3rd. Not recommended for children under 13.
You could win tickets weekdays at 4:35 and 7:35 to experience terrifying haunted houses and sinister scare zones. Details at y100.com.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Just with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, we found it, pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here.
Promise that we're
what? Cause it's like I'm a mirror. Oh. My mirror's staring back at me. Staring back at me. Oh.
With them soft lips, yeah, you know, word of mouth. The square root of 69 is a something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine, I come alive in the nighttime, yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot. Crack a window. Air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Balance, baby, you're a challenge. Let's explore your talent. Hey, boy, I really wanna don't even know your power. I stand 100 feet, but I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, and you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you told me. Just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify. Tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot, just that you're honest with me. My pride is all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you don't mean to hurt. You keep tearing me apart. Would you please have mercy on me? I'm a puppet on your string. And even though you got good intentions, I need you to set me free. Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me.
Duran in the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, I don't want to get morose or dark, but let's talk about dying, shall we?
No.
Okay. No, let's talk about ashes. Okay. You know, you always, you know, okay, you know, when I die, I want to be cremated. I want them to spread my ashes where, you know? And so I was thinking about this last night. Where do I want my ashes to go? I mean, if you can immediately, without hesitation, think of that, boom, that one place where you want your ashes to go, that's awesome. That means you put some thought into it. Like Danielle, yeah. Watch this, guys. Danielle, where do you want your ashes to go after you pass away?
The Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Okay.
Wasn't there a problem with that? People were taking ashes to Disney World and they were getting a little mad about that?
I think so. I think they were trying to put the kibosh on that.
I think they have a policy against it now.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, sprinkle a little bit by the castle too.
Don't worry.
A little bit.
We can do
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we should get like some little container that doesn't look like an ash container, whatever that looks like, and just mill about. Just take a stroll around Disney World and just spread Danielle all over the place.
A little here, a little there. Like I'm pixie dust.
Yes.
Exactly.
You can mix it with glitter. Yeah. They'll never suspect anything.
That's it. Mix it with glitter. They'll think you're just spreading around Tinkerbell pixie dust.
Yes.
So a great idea. Our friend Tom met a lot of colleagues he used to work with at a bar here in New York City, and they were having like a memorial drink, right, to say goodbye to a friend who passed away. And they were in this bar he loved to frequent. And so one of his friends said, hey, distract the bartender. And so Tom went up and distracted the bartender. And his friend took their friend's ashes and sprinkled them in like one of the planters, the potted planters in the bar. right there on the roof.
Oh,
overlooking
wow.
New York City. Yeah, I mean, so if it's just a little couple of ashes here and there, what's the harm?
Right. It's a last wish. I thought there was some, like, you have to fulfill a last wish
right,
type
don't
of thing.
You?
Right. I don't know. Froggy, what are you thinking? Ashes, where?
I know there are, you know what? I would like mine put in an NFL football stadium and where, you know, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play.
Right.
I know people, and there's been stories of people who have tried to do it at Foxborough Stadium and you get arrested. It's not, they don't want people like running around just spreading ashes all over the place. Yeah. I get it.
I know, but look at ashes. They really aren't that, you know, granular or anything.
Well, they just a little bit.
If, I mean, maybe you get some bone fragment in there that could be a problem. But if it's just ashes, they, you know, whatever. Yeah, scary. Ashes, where?
All over the Brooklyn Bridge. Because I'm from Brooklyn, and I admire that structure, and I always have. So, yeah, so the Brooklyn Bridge would be a place for me.
Hmm. Okay. You know they're going to blow off eventually, like into the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, how crazy is this? It says that the Haunted Mansion is one of the biggest destinations for scattering ashes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Wow. But there's a bunch of laws about scattering ashes.
Are right. there laws or rules?
I mean, there are a surprising number of scattering ashes laws, not to mention Disney World's own rules to make this a complicated choice.
Really?
There are state and federal laws for scattering ashes.
I didn't know it was against the law to scatter ashes. I mean, if it's like a body that hasn't been cremated, I see that could be a problem.
Like my arm?
Can you take food in the Haunted Mansion?
I don't
like popcorn. Like if you buy popcorn, you can put some ashes in the bottom of your popcorn, accidentally spill your popcorn at the bottom, and then they'll never even know that you were spreading your ashes. Yeah.
I've never seen people eat popcorn in the Haunted Mansion. I don't know.
We have a lot of good ideas.
Gandhi, yes. Ashes, where?
I have three places. I want to use part of them to get turned into a tree. You know, you can like plant them and a tree will grow.
That's good.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Part for a coral reef, and then I've told you this. I want to have a little bit sprinkled into the food of my enemies so that I can live inside them for just a short amount of time.
Okay.
That's so terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll give you a list.
Do we have a choice of like the urn we have? Because I'd like Madame Leota. Like that's the like the, you know, the crystal ball in the Haunted Mansion. And then the little drawer on the bottom. You can just shove me in there.
You know, you can design whatever you want, Danielle.
Thanks.
You know, don't limit. Don't limit yourself. Nate, have you thought about it? Where are your ashes going?
Yeah, well, they're going to go to all the places I didn't go on this planet. And this is actually a business I wanted to start. Let me see if there's some viability here. I want to start a business where I take your ashes, and if you want to be on, like, Mount Everest or on Antarctica, I take them there. How about that?
Like, personally take them?
Yeah. Wow. Or, like, I hire somebody, and he travels and has a backpack full of ashes, and he just scatters all people's
He's
ashes.
He's the ash man?
He's the ash man.
The ash man.
And he just
trips and falls,
all these...
and ashes go everywhere, and he can't get it back together.
Seriously.
I think this is a great idea. But I have a question. Isn't there also, like, a weird rule about traveling with ashes?
How do they know?
I feel like people have gotten stopped because they had
ashes. It's not
going
to be in one of those typical urns. It'll be in, like, a coffee container.
Okay.
And by the way, ashes... I don't know. I don't think they take the form of the same ashes you see in an ashtray. Like these.
No.
I mean, it's more of a, it is granular. It is sandy.
Because
you're talking about bone fragment. You're talking about teeth. This is gross. But anyway.
Isn't it kind of crazy that was once a person, though, or a pet or whatever? Like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could burn, you know, anything and it turns into something.
Oh,
I guess.
You can travel with them, by the way. You
can't travel
them.
With ashes?
Yeah.
Check your ashes.
You can't. I'd be worried about checking my ashes. I would want to take them as a carry-on.
Gotta do it. Gotta check it.
Well, I think you can carry those on. I'm not worried about it. I haven't thought about my ash thing. I mean, I'm sure Santa Fe, New Mexico is one place, but also maybe a nice beach in Turks and Caicos, huh?
Yeah, that's
anyone?
Nice. That's nice.
All right, I'm going to think it through. Mm. These are the important things we must have. You got to write them down.
Yeah.
If something happens today, we don't know where to take your ashes. Like, if you, like, for instance, I have my cat's ashes upstairs.
Yeah, me too.
Never spread them out anywhere. They're just here.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm thinking, Kitty's like bored. She wants to go somewhere.
Oh, I put Kitty on the bed sometimes in his favorite spot.
Oh.
Kitty needs to sit in his spot. So in his little box, I put on the ashes on the bed.
I got Lynn on line 19. Let's talk about it. Hey, Lynn, even though it is it's a morbid conversation. Hey, where do you want your ashes?
I want my ashes flushed in the malls, in the tri-state area or, you know, any mall around here. Because
flushed.
I've always thought of that.
Yeah, but if they get flushed, then they go into the system. They don't stay in the mall.
I don't care. I want to be in the mall.
Okay.
All right. I got the food court.
Look like you, Danielle.
Yeah.
The Garden State Mall.
There you go.
We're going to dump you off in the food court.
Oh, I love the food court. Yeah.
Right there. Right there next to Panda. You know, they give you
I love
Panda
bourbon.
Express. We love Panda Express.
Yeah, the bourbon chicken samples. I love that. That's a perfect place.
Oh, my God. That's my life. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Done deal, Lynn. Get back to us and we'll come up with a plan for you, okay?
Elvis. Well, this is family.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
This is where horror lives. Silence your screams if you want to survive the terrifying post-apocalyptic world of A Quiet Place. It's just one of the terrifying haunted houses you'll experience at Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights. Select nights, August 30th to November 3rd. Not recommended for children under 13.
You could win tickets weekdays at 4:35 and 7:35 to experience terrifying haunted houses and sinister scare zones. Details at Y100.com.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
Dark side of the morning. It ain't me. No, no, it ain't me. No, no.
got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. If tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God, jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, 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 top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop, 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 stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Portions of this program were pre-recorded.
What is this? Is it Friday yet?
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Just watch me dance.
I've been so dancy lately.
Elvis Duran, how are you, buddy?
You know what?
Hi-ya.
Just watch me dance.
Love is on Friday.
It's Friday.
Let the dancing begin.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Rolling into Friday. It's Friday, September 27th, into the weekend.
Yep.
A lot of us looking for a beautiful weekend just to go out and relax. A lot of us, if you can hear us, if you have power, have a lot to check out once the sun comes up. We're talking